Part 1. Chapter 1. I splash cold water on my face. This is what men in movies do when they're about to fly off the handle, when shit is getting out of control. I do this sometimes. I react to things based on what characters in movies would do. That's kind of ironic, considering I've always thought of myself as a book person. At least, I think that's ironic. That word gets misused a lot. The water isn't refreshing like it's supposed to be. It's ice cold, and I gasp. As it swirls into a little cyclone on its way down the drain, I look in the mirror, ashamed and angry at myself. There's something wrong with my penis. It's been an unpredictable thing for a while now, my schlong. All flighty and unreliable, like some stoner uncle who shows up hammered at Thanksgiving and forgets your name. The guy I see in the mirror, Tom Violet, the same lanky, moody bastard I've been looking at for almost 36 years now, looks old. The fact that I'm naked certainly isn't helping. Like most men who are not Brad Pitt, I could do without the sight of my own nudity. Back in the day, I was a long-distance runner, all streamlined and put together. Now I'm flabby thin, the way a fat guy might look after a year in an internment camp. Worse, the hair on my chest is overgrown and dark against my pale skin, and I wonder if I should be one of those guys who shaves his chest. Maybe that would help. Of course it wouldn't help. That's not the problem. The problem, still, is my broken wang. I look at it in the mirror, really look at it, and it too appears ashamed. It shriveled up into itself, like an infant's thingy. I close my eyes and touch it, and then I squeeze it, just to try to get something going.